This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
$2,800 a month,
yeah.
Nearly $30,000 per year,
something
thousand, yeah, basically, just to live in a place that you can quote-unquote call your own. Of course, that doesn't necessarily include that you're going to have to keep paying property taxes if you ever get to the point of paying that mortgage off. So we can come back around because there's a little bit more to that particular story. Also, what's going on with the banks right now? There's some good slash bad news depending on your perspective. And Pecos Mountaineer's got that story here tonight. But let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts with Major Payne starting things out here this hour. Major, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I can't remember what his name is. Bolinsky or something, the head of the Wagner Group.
No, it was something else, Prilotsky or something like that, Prilotsin, something like that.
It's hard to remember them whole alphabet names sometimes.
Yeah, what about him?
Well, anyway, they blew his plane out of the air the other day.
Yeah, they did.
And, of course, Moscow is denying any responsibility. But the twist is I heard a little more in-depth interview about it, and they were claiming that... In the last few whiles here, the Ukrainians have been courting them to come fight for the Ukrainians. So, I think when, you remember when he led the march on Moscow and they made a deal at the wall somehow?
Yeah, that's right.
Everything was supposed to be hunky-dory between him and Putin, right?
Yeah, it turned out that was just a delaying tactic and they shot his plane out of the sky.
Prigozhin?
Yeah. Well,
so something like that, yeah.
Putin promised him something. He's not going to honor it, so.
Of course not. I mean, we're talking about thugs here. So the Ukrainians thugs, the Russians are thugs, the U.S. government people, they're all thugs. All these people in the governments all around the world are all thugs. You cannot believe a word that they say. They will not honor their agreements. You can pretty much count on that. I mean, the moment this guy turned against Putin... It was curtain for him, unless he was successful, unless he successfully overthrew Putin, and even then there would be people after him at that point. I suspect he called it off because Putin said, "We have your daughter, we will kill her," or something, something like that, right? Like, there's some sort of pressure they put on this guy.
Honestly, I think that it is a fool's errand trying to figure out what is going on during an active war zone. I mean, you literally have some of the most well-funded intelligence organizations on the planet, both intentionally putting out disinformation in all directions about everything.
Right.
So the idea that you, from your couch, are going to figure out what is going on in the fog of war.
Good luck.
Good luck.
And that also applies to the politics, right? We're seeing now, I don't know about you guys, but I am tired and sick to my stomach of seeing supposed libertarians all jockeying for position and announcing who their preferred candidate is for president, and they're picking people who are known liars.
Of course they are.
People who are for violence.
Right.
People who advocate, like they promise when they get in, I'm going to do X, which involves violence.
Yeah, you're so great on this, and absolutely abysmal on this. You're so great on that, and terrible at this.
Even if you believe what they tell you, they rarely fulfill any of the promises.
Of course. Thank you, Major Payne, for the call tonight. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Our number here, by the way, if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. Go ahead, Sarah.
There's a new music band out of Albuquerque, and then they named themselves Red Light Cameras.
Really?
Did you find yourself a new favorite band there, Sarah?
I think so.
Really?
No, I am not into music or concerts or anything like that.
Are you going to go see them? Because they can see you.
Well, you know something? Well, they were actually on the news. I mean,
why?
They actually made it on the local channel for news for their musical abilities.
Now, wait a minute. Just to clarify, are they in favor of red light cameras or are they against the red light cameras?
Well, you know, I'm curious because out of all the names to pick, why did they got red light cameras? What does it have to do with their band? And after we got rid of the red light cameras, I'm trying to figure out what it is. Are they talking about red light that they show on the stage? Is that what they're talking about? Or that beaming light?
So you have no idea.
It definitely sounds like they're talking about the red light cameras.
The actual
cameras
devices. Yeah.
The cameras that will nail you for a red light.
So you have no idea is what you're saying, Sarah. You're interested and you think this is a good band without ever having... Have you even heard their music?
Well, they were good enough where they made it on the news. They got
but did they play
attention.
Their music?
I never heard their music. Saw them.
Why are you so excited about them then? I mean, like, what is it that's
because they're named after her favorite thing, him.
But they may not be in favor of that thing.
Well, sure, but there's no such thing as bad press. I mean, think of your favorite thing, and if there's a band named after it, even if they're just out there making fun of it, at least they're getting the word out.
Well, that's the whole point. You know, my whole point is that they are my favorite band just because of the name. Maybe we could bring it back and resurrect it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's one of the most shallow things I think I've ever heard someone say, but there it is. Thanks for the call tonight. I'm looking at their website here.
Yeah,
I don't see anything.
I just found it, too, and it's they're a show-stopping rock band.
Show-stopping.
Led by a powerhouse vocalist.
It doesn't have any opinion.
Yeah.
There's no news about, you know, why they decided to name the band what they did.
Okay, so, as you can imagine,
it's hardcore, Ian.
As a fan of band names, I've looked into this.
Mm-hmm.
And the most successful band names are something that's already a household term.
Okay.
Right? So this is a good choice as a band for them for a band name, regardless of whether it means something to them or not. They were just probably sitting around going, hey, somebody online, you know, read up or somebody, you know, some experience was like, they say you're supposed to name yourself after something that exists already. So we'll call ourselves Red Light Cameras.
Mm. They were smoking a big doob while they figured it out. Right?
Yeah, or they were like sitting at a stop after they got baked, right? And like they saw the red light camera. Oh, look, man, it's a red light camera. Hey, that's what we should call ourselves, man.
Yeah, man. You know? Oh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you mention red light cameras, people pay attention.
I'm just looking here at some of the pictures. They got a chick singer. She looks like she's really belting it out in one of these images. I'm curious. Sarah has piqued my curiosity. Now I got to know what these guys sound like.
The songs are catchy. The hook's infectious. And the beats will have you bouncing, according to their website.
Wouldn't that be great if you and Sarah both had the same new favorite band? Her because of the name, you because of the content.
I highly doubt these will be my favorite band. I don't even think I have a favorite band. But anyway, the number here, if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. Maybe we'll play a little bit of it. We'll just see how the red light cameras are.
Rather not listen to it first.
Yeah. You don't want to go sight unseen, see if they're just belting out the F word the S word.
See if they had some, like, Carlin-inspired lyrics there.
Like, F the red light cameras and their number one hit.
Yeah, you might
take your red light camera and shove it. That kind of thing.
These would be good song titles, actually. I might be more inclined to listen to them should those be their song titles, but I don't see that as the case.
All right. Well, you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. We were talking about the economic situation that people are having to deal with, the reality of making ends meet and having to pay all of the things that you have to pay in order to live the life you want to live. And right now it's getting harder than it ever has been, especially for people with, single parents with kids. It's probably harder than ever. A lot of them are looking at moving back in with parents. taking on roommates, doing what they can to lower costs of living, because as we were pointing out earlier, even though you may be making more money, quote unquote, your hourly pay has gone up. It used to be $10 an hour. Now it's $15 an hour. That's 50% more. But is it buying you 50% more? Is it buying you actually less than what $10 an hour used to buy you in 2018 or 2019?
No, it's not, because most of the U.S. dollars in existence came into existence since 2020.
Is it most of them now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd heard 30 to 40% before, but it wouldn't surprise me.
That was in one shot.
Okay.
In 2020 was like 30% or something like that.
Wow.
But because it's 2023 now, right? It's not like they turned the printer off.
Mm. Well, actually, no, they literally put it into reverse.
They're trying to deflate, right?
Like the M2 money supplies, which is like, you know, basically it's like your savings account and that sort of thing counts toward M2, but not M1. Right. So, like, it's a pretty decent metric for it. So M2 money supplies have been going down for the first time since the Great Depression.
Wow.
But they removed the requirement for fractional reserve banking.
Yeah.
No reserve banking now.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, all of the banks are totally freaked out right now because pretty much all of them did this same stupid thing where they're like, hey, I'm sure that the federal funds rate will never be above 0%, so let's just make these 30-year loans so that we can get a good price as long as they stay at 0% forever. So there are all of these banks that, like, they're walking on eggshells. They do not want to draw attention to themselves, so they are being very careful not to make any more loans than they have to. And it is causing a credit crunch. I mean, you can web search that if you want, but it is all over the place. A credit crunch is starting to happen, and a big credit crunch seems to be coming down the pipe.
Well, and the costs of everything continue to go up.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a lot of this money, it isn't actually in the economy. It's being held at the reverse repo rate is what they pay the banks for holding all of this money at the Federal Reserve. That way, it never even enters the financial sector.
So in the same way government subsidizes farmers not to grow a thing, you're telling me the government is subsidizing banks not to release money?
Correct.
Meanwhile, people are racking up record credit card debt with Peter St. Onge over at Prof. St. Onge, Prof. Stonge, reporting that there's now over $1 trillion in credit card debt here in the United States. The average credit card debt is up 40%, or nearly 40%, in just the last 2 years. And he's got a little more to say about how people are having a tough time. Here it is.
Hi. Of course, those balances are running at 24% interest. Yes, most mafias charge less.
He's talking about credit card balances.
Which puts millions of Americans on a treadmill running at this point very fast. Keep in mind there's another $3.5 trillion in untapped credit lines, so this hole can get a whole lot deeper, and that 24% treadmill a whole lot faster. Meanwhile, of course, we've got these student loans, which are set to resume in October. They're over 9% of all consumer debt in the U.S., and by one estimate, they could knock $100 billion off annual consumer spending. To feed all that debt, Americans are now running...
I presume that means that they'll be paying their loans instead of spending the money on other things? I think that's what he means by the $100 billion there?
Down their savings at historic rates. The personal savings rate is now under 5%. That's about half what it was pre-pandemic when it was already pathetically low.
So personal savings rate, that sounds to me like the average number of what somebody is able to put away after any given paycheck or something like that.
What's 5% of 70 grand?
$3,500.
There you go. That's what 5%. Somebody making 70 grand a year looks like. And we know that most people have no savings.
They're not doing that.
But most people can't put their hands on $500 if they need to.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And so basically what happened, there was the lockdown. And then they handed out all of this money.
Mm-hmm.
But we were still locked down, so people couldn't spend all of this money. So there's this massive surge in savings. A lot of money flowed into Bitcoin. A lot of it flowed into stocks and all of this. Then we're allowed to spend all of our money. So people did a bunch of what they call revenge spending. So they have all these savings. So savings just plummeted, went absolutely through the floor. But you have all of that money rushing into the economy. That drives all the prices up. But our we're not getting any more of these nice little, like, $600 checks from the government. So now we have no savings.
Oh, no, no.
Put everything on their credit cards.
And didn't you hear if you were in Maui and your home got destroyed, they're going to give you $700?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I mean, that's what a house costs, right?
It's not even a month's rent.
So I'm going a little Rain Man here.
It's barely going to pay your gasoline bill on your car this month.
Well, don't worry, Ian. The government promised that they would step in and buy all of that land.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I heard something about that.
Yeah.
The federal or the state?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the federal doesn't have any money. They sent it all to Ukraine. So.
Mm. Oh, well, I heard that all Hawaii needs to do is identify as Ukraine.
That's all.
And then they'll get a bunch of money.
There we go.
And maybe some weapons, too.
Man, they just need the new flag, that's all. The new Hawaiian state flag.
How come nobody's changed their social media profile picture to the Hawaiian flag?
Yeah, that's a good point. Where's the solidarity?
Yeah.
Where's the solidarity? Right.
But, I mean, you would think that U.S.-based people who have changed their profile picture to the Ukrainian flag would have the same, if not more, sympathy for one of the United States. Right?
I guess not.
Well, but if we pour a bunch of money into Hawaii, how are they supposed to re-bribe the politicians?
Mm. So it's all just fake?
Yeah.
All this caring about Ukraine with the whole flags, it's just...
Yeah, it's 100% money laundering, and always has been. If you look into Sam Bankman-Fried...
No, I'm looking for the term gaslighting. Gaslighting.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the term.
Oh, well, yeah, I sent $40 million to Democrats officially, and another $40 million to Republicans unofficially, because I don't want to face that kind of flack, but they know who gave it to them.
Right.
Yeah, this whole thing has been, from top to bottom, money laundering.
Mm-hmm.
So you send all of this money to Ukraine and make sure that almost 100% of it goes back to American companies to buy all the things they need for construction and war efforts.
Yeah. I advocate to not save in U.S. dollars at this point. I'm not an economist. I'm not a lawyer. But it seems to me that's a really dumb thing to do.
No, the writing's on the wall.
Let's just say you save, you know, even 5% of your income in actual dollars. You don't put it in a bank because you don't like banks or whatever it is. You put it under the mattress or in a safe or something. In 10 years, that money is going to be worth less than it is now.
Fact.
Mm-hmm. So what you, in my mind...
How much less is really the only question.
Right. In my mind, the right thing to do is to take that and put it into something that won't lose its value over time. Gold, silver.
Now, there's no guarantees, Captain. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with the
values of
those
things.
Again,
I'm not an attorney and I'm not an economist. Yeah. I'm just saying it seems
to
me.
You can't promise that.
It seems to me, from a regular guy perspective, if I want my savings to be worth something, like we know historically that in the 1900s, early 1900s, that 1 ounce of gold could buy you a really nice tailored suit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, that same 1 ounce of gold today can buy you a really nice tailored suit. So, there are things that you can look at from history that suggest what the best places to put your savings might be so that they don't depreciate or at least as much.
Yeah, and I think the time period in history that is very telling of what we are headed into very probably is if you look at the collapse of the USSR. So if you think, okay, well, if you had this many dollars in USSR, well, how'd that go? Okay, well, if you had this in, USSR companies' stock, how did that go?
Right.
Okay, so what you really want, what I think is the smart idea. Sure, have your local currency enough for an emergency. Like, that's just a great idea.
Yep.
Have just enough set aside for if there's an emergency, you will be okay. Everything else, I think the most important thing is to avoid counterparty risk. So I don't think keeping it in a bank is a good idea. I don't think keeping it in a money market fund is a good idea. I don't think keeping it in stocks, in bonds, or
Bitcoin exchange.
Yeah, a Bitcoin exchange, any kind of custodied.
You're saying
Bitcoin
where someone
deal.
Else has control over your assets.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If they come out with a Bitcoin spot ETF, I
Forget
still
it.
Think that is a terrible idea because you are trusting that they will not run off with your value. And if you look at chaotic times, that is what always happens.
What about real estate? How do you feel about that?
I think that's still risky, honestly. And the fact of the matter is that we are entering a potential time where all of the monetary premium is what it's called. So, like, as you pointed out, dollars is a terrible savings. Like, they are not good for savings. So all
just
of that,
ask the Argentinians.
Right, right, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So all of that saving power had to go somewhere. So a massive amount of it went into the stock market. A lot of it went into the bond market and the treasuries and all of that. And a huge, huge amount of it, especially in, like, China, went into real estate.
But now you've got the commercial real estate coming crash, happening crash. We're seeing it essentially happening as we speak, potentially like a huge wall of, what is it, trillions of dollars in real estate, or $1.5 trillion or something in real estate, commercial real estate, is coming due, and these people are like at 40% or 50% capacity, and they're not going to be able to pay the debts that they've incurred, and that's going to result in huge crashes probably in retail, commercial pricing. When is the next residential real estate crash going to come? Because
I wouldn't expect that for a very long time.
Why? Actually. Because all of the indicators are showing all kinds of economic difficulties. If you can't afford to buy a house, why is someone going to be able to get away with selling it for the prices they're asking?
Because everyone fights the last war. So right now, what the entire financial world is prepared for is the last crash. Everything is set up to make sure that what happened last time doesn't happen this time. So there's a tremendous amount
of... Even though some of the same economic indicators are flashing or have been surpassed.
Yep. Yeah, so there's, you know, there are options and puts and insurance and all sorts of wacky-dacky little things that are put over here. And, oh, we've got this contract for this, this contract for this. We've got this plan. If this happens, this happens. That's what they're prepared for, is what happened last time. Is it going to happen? It'll be the last thing that happens.
You think so?
You're going to see a commercial real estate crash long before you see a residential one. You're going to see a credit crunch.
What's it take to put a shower in a commercial real estate property? Because at this point, you might be able to snag one of those things up and retrofit it.
You see, first, Ian, you got to go get permission from the zoning board to convert the commercial space into a residential space.
They will never allow. And they will also send the fire department to check to make sure that you're not living in your industrial or commercial zone.
Back in the day, there used to be something called a live workspace.
Yeah.
Right? Now, this is Gwar, the metal band. This is how they came about. They were occupying this live workspace. It was an artist, we'll call it a commune, I don't know what else to call it, collective, if you will. And it was a bunch of artists who wanted to do their art, but also wanted to live, and so they would just pay one fee instead of having to rent an apartment and then rent a separate space to go do their art.
Yeah, and if you see all of that value moving into, say, a BRICS gold-backed currency gold or just into Bitcoin, then you're going to see that value leaving real estate, which means that it will actually be worth what it's really worth instead of the elevated prices that we see right now.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can, of course, bring up what you want. You can weigh in on this discussion or whatever on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Three people are dead after a shooting at a Dollar General store in Jacksonville, Florida, that is being described as racially motivated. Police say the gunman who killed himself was armed with a rifle. One of former President Trump's co-defendants in the Georgia election interference case remains jailed. Harrison Floyd was denied bond Friday after being considered a flight risk. Legendary Price is Right host Bob Barker has died. He was 99. Thousands marched on Washington Saturday to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the historic rally led by Martin Luther King Jr. President Biden and Vice President Harris will meet with civil rights leaders and members of the King family at the White House on Monday. Gran Turismo is projected to top the box office with at least $16 million in its opening weekend domestically. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and we have determined that we are not going to share the Better Off, or whatever, that's the name of the song, by the Red Light Cameras.
To be fair, we only listened to an excerpt of one song, but...
Yeah, it didn't get me interested or excited at all.
The music critic in me is like, okay.
Pretty dull, pretty uninteresting.
Run of the mill.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. Pretty standard, like what you would expect to hear if you were just in some random bar. That's what you're going to be hearing from the Red Light Cameras, the band that Sarah was so excited about, even though she's never heard a single note of what they have played. So we did hear a few notes. And that was enough.
Yeah, bar band.
Yeah, pretty much. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
We're talking about alternatives to the dollar. Want to get into Argentina if we get the chance. The banking news as well. We've been talking about...
I got to say, that is a risky name if you want to be a bar band. What if people start taking out their aggression on red light cameras with you?
You could name your band Radar Detector or or Breathalyzer. That'd be a metal band. Thanks for coming out. We are Breathalyzer.
That's a good one.
Wait, would they be a dry show?
No, actually, it would be a show where like they won't play the next song until somebody comes up and blows over the legal limit. That's hey, what I would do if I were.
Hey, how about that new band, Breathalyzer? Yeah, they blow.
Dash is digital cash. It is a cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending, and that is something they're really good at. A lot of cryptos, they don't care at all about being spent. Dash has focused on that for a very long time. They're one of the oldest cryptocurrencies out there. And unfortunately, due to government meddling, the Dash Direct program shut down in mid-July. However, they weren't the only provider of discounted gift cards for Dash. In fact, BitRefill.com has been accepting Dash for years, and they have a ton of big-name retailers and brands under their system. You can go and get groceries through bitrefill.com. Get a grocery card, gas station cards, phone refill cards, Amazon, and even prepaid MasterCards. You could actually live off of your Dash using bitrefill.com. Plus, many of their gift cards come with a discount. Thanks, by the way, to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. You can visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. It's easy to get Dash. It's easy to use it. It's one of the oldest cryptos, and it's widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol. Mm-hmm. So if you're ready to try out decentralized exchanges, they do exist now. It's a thing, and Maya is like the second one out there. It's basically a fork of the Thor chain, a friendly fork of the Thor chain protocol, and the first one, the first crypto they added after their launch was Dash. So nice. Be sure you check that out. It's a way for you to swap your Bitcoin or your Ethereum that you already have and turn it into Dash, or the reverse, if that's what you want to do. But of course, Dash is way more useful for actually spending on things. So check it out at Dash.org. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Angela.
Angela, you're on the air. Where are you calling from tonight?
Calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Welcome. Listening to WRNN-FM. Go ahead, Angela.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to make a comment. You guys were talking a little while ago about how bad things were being done and being covered up, especially like corrections officers.
Yeah.
I just wanted to briefly... Back in 2007, I was incarcerated in FBI Tallahassee, Florida.
Oof.
And there was a situation where there were some officers that were involved with sex for trade. And they hid it for a very long time.
Sex, just to clarify, you when you say sex for trade, you mean the guards were willing to have sex with the inmates?
Yes.
Okay.
And you can Google this. You can Google this.
In I believe it.
In 2007...
Are they male guards or female guards?
Male guards.
Okay, got it.
And there was like five or six involved, and it was covered up, and they were moved around, and a lot of stuff was changed because there's a male facility there, too. So like, they could move them and get them away from the girls to try to maneuver and stuff. But anyway, basically what happened was they didn't allow the officers to have any guns, so... They informed one of the main officers that he was getting ready to be given his indictment that next day at work. They were coming to serve him the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he brought a weapon in, and he killed a man from the attorney general's office, and the attorney general's officer shot him, like, simultaneously. They shot him.
Whoa.
Another lieutenant was shot through and through in his side, through all the way through his body. And
damn.
That he ended up finding out that the guy that the attorney general office killed that was getting ready to be served.
What exactly? I mean, while you were in there, did you catch wind of what the trade was? Like, I'm trying to figure out exactly.
Perfume, ink pens.
Oh. Because I was like, why would the... Like, what exactly was the deal here? So you're saying the girls wanted perfume. The guard said, yeah, I can get you that. But it's going to cost you.
Perfume money. He was putting money on their books. This one particular one that was killed, he was putting money on their books.
The commissary fund.
They tracked it back to him. They actually tracked it back to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if y'all decide you want to Google it, 2007, FCI Tallahassee. It's really interesting.
Yeah, no doubt. So this one guy, he killed a attorney general or an assistant attorney general, and they took him out. How many other officers were involved? How many that you know of were involved in this sex for trade?
I know six for sure.
Wow.
I know six for sure. And the one was killed. But it wasn't the attorney general. It was like officers for the attorney general's office that came in to serve the warrant, thinking they would be, you know, everybody would be safe. There weren't any guns allowed, you know, on the job.
Yeah.
And the guy's lawyer had warned him they were coming, and he had a gun.
Where would they go? I mean, you were in this facility, so you know a thing or two about where things were. Like, was there like a broom closet or something where there was no cameras They would just slip in there? Like, where would they go?
It was down at the men's facility. And so I don't know the specific you know, they were coming into the main entrance to serve him a warrant.
No. But where was the sex going on? That's what I'm curious about. Like, did they?
Oh, they would come and pull him out. They would come and pull girls out at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the officer tells you to do something, you have to do it.
Right.
And I actually witnessed this myself.
And then take them where to do the deed?
You know, I mean,
you know, like,
there's cameras all over these facilities generally.
I know for a fact that they would bring in the FBI with dogs hunting for body fluids in the officer's office.
Gross.
You know, I mean, I don't know the specifics. You
well, plus, if there's six of them, think about this. If there's six of them, there's a good chance the guy running the cameras is in on it, right? So they'd be like, hey, Billy, just,
oh,
you know.
I'm assuming so.
Yeah. You know, should turn off the cameras in the rec room. We're going to bring in, you know, this hussy in there, and you can join us or whatever, right?
Well, to be honest with you, before this happened, there wasn't a lot of cameras except on the exterior of the buildings.
Right. That's a good point. Some of the older facilities haven't been retrofitted or hadn't been retrofitted with these cameras. Yeah, that's a good point.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was actually really, really crazy. We were on lockdown for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the FBI was in there, dogs were in there. It's really crazy. And some of the officers, like, I was there for a good while.
How often were there fights in your cell block?
Well, honestly, this was not like a cell block. It is based like a dormitory with cubicles.
Some
of the dorms were two girls to a cube, and some was four girls to a cube. So the access to each other was real easy.
Was constant. Constant. You were in the same large room with 40, 50 women, something like that?
No, probably about 125 people.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah,
man.
A lot of people.
Because I know that when I was in jail in Cheshire County, this was a decade ago for civil disobedience, there was never any fight in the block that I was in, the workers block or whatever, the R block. But the F block, the female block, was where almost all of the calls went to, as far as they would radio code 3, and then people would, the guard, there was usually two guards on in the block. One guard would leave to go to respond. So like a guard from every block would go to the F block where two women were fighting. It was more women were having fights in this facility than any of the male blocks. And it was only a quarter of the whole facility.
Well, in all honesty, my opinion was that the majority of the fights that went on was girls over girls.
That's what I was thinking, too. Hey, thanks for sharing the story tonight. So it's crazy,
You're
but
more
probably...
You're welcome, man.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Hey, thank you, Angela. Oh, no, I believe you. No need to check your story. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
The good news here, though, is that one government scumbag took out another government scumbag, or they both took each other out. One of the things that warms my heart is when government on government
violence.
When they sort of battle each other and it results in less government.
Yeah, this is why I'm really enjoying watching the World Economic Forum go toe to toe with the Fed.
Mm.
I really want to see both of these organizations be destroyed, and if they can weaken each other at least in the process,
it's a win.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's something. We've been talking about economic things. You're welcome to weigh in on whatever you want. Thank you, Angela. It was a very interesting call and probably more common than most people realize.
Mm-hmm.
The number here is 603-283-6160. It just has to do with the nature of power.
Yeah.
I mean, these are men who have power over women, and a lot of men have a high sex drive, and they're willing to have sex with female inmates, which if you've ever seen some of them, they're not the
most
attractive.
And a lot of people have their sex drive tied up in their sense of power.
Mm, yeah, for sure.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, and it's almost like power
storm.
Corrupts.
Mm-hmm.
Any port in a storm, right? Some guys.
That's what they say. So we've been playing this Peter St. Ange clip. I'm going to keep it going here because he's wrapping up a lot of different economic indicators that are affecting. That'd be pretty cool, but no. That are affecting a lot of people right now in the U.S., like the fact that rents are record high and mortgages are at like $2,800, $2,900, or $2,700 a month, $1 trillion in credit card debt, another record high. We continue.
The Federal Reserve now estimates Americans are running through savings about $100 billion per month and have already run down 1.9 of the $2.1 trillion that people built up during the pandemic, meaning all those excess savings could be gone in a few more months. That has been one of the main things holding back the full recession, keeping it as a rolling recession that hits the working and middle class, but not the wealthy. Surprisingly, even mortgage delinquencies are now soaring. Surprising, since most Americans still have a 3 or 4% mortgage.
So that means people aren't paying their mortgages on time.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's what
mortgage delinquency is. Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what his criteria for the wealthy is.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know either. That's why I'm asking. I hear this frequently from economists, and like, it's never really clearly defined. Like, if you make over X, if you have, you know, over X amount of assets, if you...
Used to be 75,000 was considered rich, but I don't think that's probably true anymore.
My suspicion would be that it's so-called qualified investors, which is a lot of wealthy. Like,
it's like $1 million in savings,
like $1 million or more, yeah.
Or assets or whatever.
Yeah, in order to be a qualified investor. That would be my first guess as to what he considers the wealthy.
Okay. Going on.
And that is going to get a lot worse with new buyers coming in at 7.5% mortgages, meaning a $2,600 monthly payment for the median house. In effect, the Fed has made America into a two-tier economy where anybody lucky enough to own financial assets or perhaps a house is sitting pretty, while the young and working class are wrecked. So boomers are fine, everybody else is screwed. So what is next? Watch for delinquencies and defaults, especially on mortgages. Both were driven down artificially during the pandemic by trillions in government handouts and government-mandated forbearance, but both are now rising fast and have already given back the entire pandemic dip.
Now, this comes back to what we were talking about earlier, Peekless, where you're predicting that the last thing to go down is going to be the real estate residential housing market.
Yeah.
But if you're seeing a bunch of defaults...
Yeah, but here's the thing. You're seeing a bunch of defaults that are already starting in the commercial real estate.
But he's talking about residential.
Yeah, he's talking residential, but we are already seeing the beginning of the massive defaults in the commercial real estate.
Right, and those buildings are going for half price.
Yeah. I mean, they're down like $1.2 trillion on unpaid commercial real estate. That's already happened.
Those things are going to get auctioned.
So, like, the commercial real estate is going to happen a lot faster because it's already happening.
Right.
And, honestly, one of the biggest things that happened in 2008 is that the credit rating companies suddenly decided to be honest. They faced enough direct pressure that they started actually doing what they said they were already doing and rating things down when they were a credit risk.
He's pretty much done with this clip here, so let's talk about that.
So I think that this time they've finagled it. They've finessed it in just such a way that you're not going to see the credit ratings agencies ever become honest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. They started actually telling the truth about what's on the books. And that's part of what collapsed everything in 2008. I think this time they have the reinforcement in place so that that particular event doesn't occur. So the credit ratings agencies will not give an honest accounting of how bad of a credit risk all of these residential mortgages are.
I thought you said they are now being honest.
Not as far as I know.
No, okay, I thought that's what you were saying.
No, so the credit rating agencies, they will be honest about the banks.
Mm-hmm.
They will be honest about the commercial real estate,
mm-hmm.
because that's not the deal that they made. They've made these backroom deals.
You're saying they wouldn't be honest about...
Hey, last time that you told everyone the truth about the mortgages, we had this happen. What do we need to do to make sure that that doesn't happen, wink, wink, nudge, nudge?
Mm-hmm.
So they've probably made these agreements to make sure that they're never honest about that again, but it doesn't matter. They're going to be honest about this over here, and the entire thing is a house of cards. So, I mean, that will come down, but it'll probably be the last thing to come down.
The question is when, then, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, you were talking about these ratings. There's some news that you wanted to share about that tonight, where... they are being honest. They are rating banks. They're lowering their ratings, their creditworthiness, right? And that they also, we also reported a few weeks ago about, I forget what it was, but some big group.
Fitch
have reduced the U.S. government's rating.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So Fitch, so in the 2008 financial crisis is when I think it was S&P had reduced the U.S. government rating. And, of course, wouldn't you know it, the CEO was very quickly fired. Yeah. But they still have to, you know, they have to save face and be like, no, we stand by our decision to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But the other two were still giving the AAA plus rating,
is
right?
Fitch and Moody's or whatever?
Yeah, so it's like Fitch, Moody's, and Standard & Poor's.
Okay.
Those are the big three. Those are the ones everyone listens to. So it was. So one of them in 2008 said, yeah, we see what's coming down the pike. We see how corrupt all of this actually is. Like, this is rotten to its core. We are going to bring you down to a double A.
Okay.
And they
from
AAA. Right, from
AAA.
But that was fine because you still had two out of three of the big guys saying that, no, this is absolutely top-tier creditworthiness.
We don't know what they're talking about over there at S&P.
Exactly. But now you have Fitch saying, you were right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, no. I mean, it was fine back then, but
right.
Now it's a serious problem, what with all the money printing and stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. Now it's a serious problem. But not that serious.
I mean, it's only double A. That's not a bad thing, right?
Well, yes.
Two A sounds like it's twice as good as an A. I mean, that's pretty good.
No, it was triple A. Yeah, it used to be a triple A rating. Now it's double A plus.
Okay.
But that's the thing. When it's two out of three that are saying it's been downgraded, mm-hmm. then people have to acknowledge that it has been downgraded. Whereas for between 2008 and now, they could just ignore it and listen to the other two. It's like, oh, well, two mm-hmm. out of three.
Wait, is it two out of three now? I thought it was just the Fitch.
Right, exactly. So it used to be that two out of three, so Fitch just downgraded the U.S. credit rating.
Right.
So up until they did, up until their choice to do that, every financial company in the world could just ignore that one of the big three had done this because, mm-hmm. hey, two out of three still agree that this is top level.
But wait, didn't S&P increase it back to AAA after they fired that guy?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
So S&P's rating's been AA since 2008 for the U.S. government? I see that detail I did not know.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
No, he got fired because they want to send a message not to do this. Don't rock the boat, guys. You're ruining our skin.
See, I just figured the other guy that came in would be like, okay, we'll bring it back. No. Okay.
No. They clearly decided that they would rather save face for the company and say, no, that was the right decision. And
wow.
We fired him for completely other reasons, unrelated
right,
to this.
Yeah, he touched the secretary or something.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It had nothing to do with this. We weren't punishing him for rocking the boat. We were nose this other thing.
All right, but
they kept the AA plus rating.
And the rating essentially means that these agencies' opinion mm-hmm. is that the U.S. federal government is a little less likely to honor its debts than it was previously.
Right. Exactly.
So it used to be a sure thing. If you took out a treasury with the U.S. government, come time for the payment on that treasury bond, they're going to pay it.
Yeah, and a big part of this.
Or are they?
A huge part of this has to do with how the political landscape has changed. Because the two parties were a lot better at working together to screw the common man.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what these credit rating agencies relied on. But now they're making a big deal out of their yearly suspension of the ceiling. Every year they have to either suspend or enhance or whatever the debt ceiling. But now they're making a bigger and bigger and bigger show out of it, which is making people a lot more nervous that they won't do it next year. That one party or the other, in order
to
gain revenge... Maybe.
You think that's what spooked these guys?
Oh, absolutely.
The Fitch people?
Absolutely.
Or is there something else that they...
I think that is absolutely the biggest reason that it spooked the Fitch people, was that they're like, I don't know if the Republicans and Democrats can agree to screw people in the exact same way this year. And since, I mean, there's a 99% chance, but there's not a 100% chance.
Mm.
So we're going to bring you down from AAA to AA plus.
Got it.
There's still that AA plus chance that you'll screw everyone in the same way, but not 100.
It's going to be really nice when there's no more central banks. and no more commercial banks that are tied into the Federal Reserve system.
Oh, yeah.
And when
it happens soon enough.
When all your banking can just be done on an app on your magic rectangle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but speaking of the banks, that's something else you had, right, in the same category?
Yeah, this is from Reuters. Shares of U.S. banks drop after S&P downgrades some ratings. So, yeah, so Fitch brings the U.S. rating, and now, because these are U.S. companies, it working almost exclusively with U.S. dollars and pricing everything in U.S. dollars, okay, well, now we have to re-examine. Oh, looks like you did the same thing as all these banks we had to shut down, where you put way too much into these 30-year loans, just expecting that the rates will never go above 0%.
S&P being Standard & Poor's for acronymically deficient.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Acronyms are terrible.
I love them, but you know, not everybody gets them.
So now they have to start downgrading the individual banks as a result of two out of three of the big guys saying, hey, the country is not 100% certain. So now that lends doubt on all of the banks that are founded on the credit rating of the U.S.
Okay.
So a bunch of these banks have been downgraded already, and both Fitch and S&P have announced that they are looking into the possibility of downgrading the big boys. We're talking J.P. Morgan Chase, we're talking Wells Fargo, Bank of America. Those are the ones that they are starting to look at. Can we leave them with the AAA rating or not? And that might not sound like a big deal, but here's the thing. By law, there are requirements of whether or not this is a creditable institution. Mm-hmm. And if it's not a creditable institution, you are not legally allowed to put certain investments in it. You are not allowed to have your retirement plan B in J.P. Morgan Chase if it doesn't have this AAA rating in order to have this contract.
So, even if it has a AA, that's not good enough?
Exactly. So that brings them down from investment-grade products. Uh-huh. They are no longer investment-grade products, and all of those retirement funds have to go somewhere else.
Why do you think they're saying they are looking into it instead of just doing it, of just announcing the downgrade?
It's a very good question. There seems to be dissension in the ranks of control, and they are threatening each other with mutually assured destruction.
Yay! The number is 603-283-6160. We got more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. U.S. Bank, I guess there's something going on with them losing $18 billion
from bad loans.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.